Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. The second half of the tribulation. Antichrist demands worship. Silence in heaven. Don't take the mark. Don't take the mark. Oh, you'll reap just what you sow. What you plant one day will grow. Remember the things that you do. Sooner or later will come back to you. So be gentle and be kind. You'll get the same thing somewhere in time. I want you to know you always reap what you sow.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up the end days truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 4. Please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. It is up to you, my listeners, as this program is listener-supported. That is the only way it can stay on the air. Yahweh will not allow me to sell things like others do. Is Yahweh speaking to you to send support? Just pray and obey, my friends. God bless you. Now for another Last Days End Times Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Watchman comment, the word thrones carries the thought of royalty that possesses kingly powers, and that also applies to the Messiah, Christ, Yeshua, in Hebrew. Those who suffer with Christ shall reign with Christ. They shall reign with him in his spiritual and heavenly kingdom, in a glorious conformity to him in wisdom, righteousness, and holiness, beyond what has been known before in the world. This verse makes mention of how those who refuse 666, the mark of the world beast system, will be tormented by those who take 666, the mark, at the very end of the tribulation. And I quote Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. A scary thought, is it not? Is this a test of faith? Sure it is. Will I stand the test? I pray I do. How about you? Could you stand the test? Think now. Think of the alternative. Those who cannot stand the test will take the mark of the beast, 666. But, those that stand the test and pass will get an A. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Amen. The happiness of these servants of God who pass the test is declared in Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. They are blessed and holy, and upon them the second death will have no power. Amen. That was Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. Now I know that teaching was a little bit heavy, but there is no time now to go into it more deeply. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen, my friends. Let's prepare tonight on this True Truth program for the second death to have no power over you and I. Maranatha, amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God
said,
Yea, saith the Lord, prepare now, my holy remnant, prepare for the time that is ahead, for the time of battle is near, and I have trained you well, for I, the Lord, am an awesome God. I have brought you up from the foundation of the world for the time that you live in. Seek not your own accord, but seek mine. Ring true with me, for the tone of my tone shall be heard across the whole world, and the world shall know that I have prepared you for such a time as this, saith God.
My. Now you know why I say on this program, get right and get ready so many times. Now a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. King James Version, of course. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Watchman comment. In the first three verses of the Bible, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are represented. They have been from the beginning and evermore shall be. Amen. God created, the Spirit hovered, the light shone in the darkness. Glory, glory, glory. Then the prophets eventually came along sharing in prophecy the last day's appointment of the Son of God as heir of all things by whom the worlds were made. Amen. Some of the meanings of the word worlds here is forever, an unbroken age, perpetuity of time, eternity. Perpetuity and eternity mean basically the same, an unbroken, unlimited, indefinite period of time. What time do you live by, my dear listening friends? The world's time or God's time, Yahweh's time? One will keep you and the other will destroy you. Can you guess which is which? The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. Now, my faithful friends, Bobby and Juanita, Virginia, and Alex, Virginia, who have supported this program so many years now, God bless them, in the Spirit of the Lord sent their Wow Walk on Water love gifts, and I bless them for it. May God just truly bless you, my friends. But, they needed your help, those listening tonight, because though they did their best, half of the cost of tonight's program was not covered. And this has happened too many times in June, July, and August. And I pray Wednesday nights will not have to be canceled. This program is listener-supported and can stay on the air no other way. Still, I thank you, Bobby, Juanita, and Alex, for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without your love offering, tonight's program would have been totally unfunded. But instead, we can praise the Lord together that at least half of it was covered as we reach around the world on tonight's program. Father, I just pray, bless those Virginia givers, Lord, who supported your program tonight. May they be awesomely blessed, Lord God. May you cover them, Father, and protect them, Lord God, and meet their every need. And may you also touch hearts as they're listening right now, Lord, to make up the other half of the program, hearts that you have touched to give that have not responded. I thank you and praise you, Lord, as you touch all on this program tonight with your true truth. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. West Nile virus. Are they lying to us again, just like the former swine flu so-called pandemic that wasn't? The government PR machine has swung into high gear promoting West Nile disease. It's a national outbreak, they exclaim. 1,138 cases in 38 states, 41 deaths. Planes are spraying toxic aerial pesticides that rains down on not only the mosquitoes, but on us. Never mind that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control claims 36,000 people die every year from ordinary seasonal flu, and that there are no announcements of an epidemic or an outbreak of that. However, Never mind that the World Health Organization, WHO, claims between 250,000 and 500,000 people die every year from ordinary seasonal flu, and this isn't called an epidemic or an outbreak. If you added up the death count from all the hyped and predicted epidemics of the last decade, which is 10 years, including West Nile, SARS, bird flu, weaponized smallpox, swine flu, the total would come to about 1 year of deaths in the U.S. from ordinary flu. Watchman comment, my. Many of you listening know about the chemtrails and the possibility of those jet aircraft trails containing purposely sprayed chemicals. Some of you hadn't heard about that before, but now you have. There has been such a public outcry about chemtrails. Is this just another way to contaminate America's big cities with dangerous chemicals? Have researchers ever actually isolated or even found a West Nile virus bacterium? You should be asking that question. You should also question what the CDC tells you. The deepest form of medical research chicanery comes when scientists claim they have found a new virus and they haven't. They haven't mailed it down. They say they have, but that's not true. Is this a part of what God was saying through his prophecy when Yahweh had me proclaim the cities were not safe for his children?
Yea, saith the Lord, look to the clouds. For the signs are there above the earth now. Fear not, my children, for with the same vengeance that will come upon the earth upon sin, will I protect you with my mighty arm, saith the Lord. Yea, turn not to the protection of men. Yea, saith God, turn to me. Come under my wings, under my authority. For the authority of man, though it appears to be gaining, is losing, saith God. Look to the cities. Did I not tell you that the cities were not safe for my children, saith God? Did I not tell you to run from them? Soon you will see the cities begin to crumble. The authority system will crumble, saith God. But those who will come to me, those who will embrace me, the authority that is mine will cover them, saith the Lord.
Continuing, report highlights consistent pattern of hostility toward Christians in USA. A new 140-page report released by the Family Research Council and Liberty Institute reveals a pattern of hostility toward Christians and Christianity in the U.S. that includes over 600 incidents over a 10-year period. The attacks range from rulings from the judiciary branch to an elementary school student who was physically lifted from his seat and reprimanded for praying before eating his lunch. Other examples cited in the report include these. A federal judge threatened incarceration to a high school valedictorian unless she removed references to Jesus from her graduation speech. Another, city officials prohibited senior citizens from praying over their meals, listening to religious messages, or singing gospel songs at a senior activity center. And another, following U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs policies, a federal government official sought to censor a pastor's prayer, eliminating references to Jesus during a Memorial Day ceremony honoring veterans at a national cemetery. And another, the U.S. Department of Justice argued before the Supreme Court that the federal government can tell churches and synagogues which pastors and rabbis it can hire and fire. And another, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs banned the mention of God from veterans' funerals, overriding the wishes of the deceased families. And last but not least, because there are many more, a federal judge held that prayers before a state house of representatives could be to Allah but not to Jesus. Watchman comment, America today would be unrecognizable to our founding fathers. I warned you many times this was coming. Do you believe me now? And this is only the beginning. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Survey, 90 million unhappy Americans won't vote. Experts are questioning the results of a new poll that show nearly 40% of adult U.S. citizens will stay away from the polls this November. But according to the study, if those Americans were to cast a ballot, USA President Barack Obama would coast to a second-term victory. Watchman comment, how absurd. I think they're using reverse psychology because it's quite the opposite. Do not be deceived now, my friends. If 90 million Americans do not vote, Obama may be reelected. Romney may not be much of a choice. But if you do not vote, you may just get 4 more years of Obama. And that is the real choice. That's not a choice at all, of course. Get my point? I don't know about you, but I don't want 4 more years of the Obamination. Continuing. 666, End Days in Science Update. Scientists at UC Santa Barbara have developed a quantum computer capable of factoring small prime numbers. When scaled up to handle numbers that are hundreds of digits long, as the U.S. government is working on, this technology will crack all existing encryption in mere seconds. My. 666, the last days, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing. Will Obama keep power by any means necessary? Let's go there. If Obama thinks he's losing, will he allow safe and fair elections on November 6th? And if he does lose, will he peacefully turn over power to Mitt Romney on January 20th of 2013? Or will he cling to power by any means necessary, as a highly placed insider alleges? There is a disquieting amount of evidence. The Democrats have already accused Romney of murdering a woman with cancer, financial felonies, and not filing taxes for 10 years. Just cast your mind back to September 11, 2001, the day of the New York mayoral primary. Politicians, a great deal more conventional than Obama, have loathed giving up power, and they have used crises and unethical practices to try to keep it. Continuing. Radical Islam joins the DNC. It started at the end of August. The Democratic National Convention will open with a focus on Islam. 20,000 Muslims are expected to attend. The National Muslim American Nonprofit coordinating the 2 days of events they claim are non-political. The leaders of this event, as advertised, are no moderates. They are radicals. These individuals embrace Islamic supremacy and have demonstrated support for radical ideologies. Watchman comment, yes, the Republicans are bad, but not as bad as the communist socialist Democrats. A vote for the closet Muslim Obama is a vote for radical Islam. Continuing, Barack Hussein Obama's budget to add $4.4 trillion to the debt in the next 4 years. By the end of this year, the federal debt is expected to be $16.2 trillion, which is $6.2 trillion more than when President Obama first came into office 4 years ago. Moreover, new analysis by the Republican side of the Senate Budget Committee finds that over the next 4 years, if Barack Obama remains president and his budget is enacted, $4.4 trillion will be added to the federal debt. Watchman comment, if he's elected, I would say that it will be a lot more than that. Yet, there are still people who will vote for this apostate. P.T. Barnum, the owner of Barnum & Bailey Circus, once said, and I quote, "There's a sucker born every minute," end quote. How will you vote? Continuing. Is America becoming a 666 Nazi-type police state? The TSA, Transportation Security Authority, that you see at the airports, has some very personal questions to ask you about your travel. Can the Transportation Security Agency, TSA, pull you out of the line without any rational reason, quiz you on where you are going and why? And if you choose not to answer, does that make you hostile? Of course, the answer to all those questions is a very loud, resounding yes. Continuing, all 9 bystander shooting victims at the Empire State Building recently were shot by police. NYPD needs to learn gun control in a real-world way. The media is now reporting NYPD officers fired randomly into the street, striking 9 bystanders in the legs, buttocks, and elbows. Reports suggest that while the original shooter, whose name was Johnson, I believe, who shot his boss for firing him, drew his gun when he was confronted by police officers, but he did not fire. All those injured appear to have been shot by police. In other words, this was no random attack. This wasn't a wild, rampaging shooter. The real damage to the public was done by the NYPD, New York City Police Department, whose officers apparently can't hit the broadside of a barn at 50 yards. My. Continuing. Obama has no choice when Israel attacks. Despite the political ploys, Israel is likely to execute a preemptive strike against Iran before November, whether Obama likes it or not. Watchman comment. That was the news report, but it could very well be the Obamanation will like that very much, as it may be a golden opportunity for Barack Hussein to order U.S. martial law and remain in power. Will there even be a November election? Will all this result in the very first American dictator? Stay tuned to the Obama drama. Continuing. U.S. government planned indefinite detention of citizens, suspension of constitution, spying on Americans and other post-911 realities long before 911. But this is nothing new. Japanese Americans, of course, were interned or indefinitely detained until the end of World War II. Today, Congress members and legal scholars tell us that our American Constitution has largely been suspended since 911. And the declaration of martial law in the event that the president declares a state of national emergency, for example, possibly could happen, even today. The Patriot Act was planned long before 911 ever happened, as it was sitting in the drawers of the U.S. Justice Department for the last 20 years, waiting for an event like 911 where they could just pull it out and use it. My. Watchman shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. The last 3 months have fallen over $200 short, and one program is on the chopping block, and another may be canceled. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write signs, spelled S-I- G-N-S, P-O, Box, 1-2-2. Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, abbreviate that, N-Y, zip, 13797. And I truly thank you all for writing and helping to keep all the science programs that we can on the air. But as I just said, Saturday mornings is on the chopping block, and Wednesday night is looking real questionable. Now, our devotional to help keep you informed, titled Supporting Anointed Leaders, Exodus chapter 17, verses 9 through 12. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joseph did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone, and they put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. My dearest listening friends, like Moses, I hold the rod of God in my hand. It's called Signs Radio and this microphone. When Israel was fighting Amalek, Moses stood on top of the hill overlooking the battle with his hands lifted high. And as long as they were lifted, Israel prevailed. When his arms became weary and dropped down, the battle went to Amalek. So Aaron and Hur drew up alongside Moses, and they lifted up his hands, keeping them raised until sundown, because Moses didn't have the strength within him to fight the battle alone. My friends, when you send support for Science Radio, I am not alone, and you are helping me hold up my weary hands in the midst of the battle of the last days, the end times. Sometimes a microphone can get as heavy as a rock, don't you know? As when Moses tired and his hands were too heavy to hold up, the battle prevailed against him. But when his friends came along and helped keep Moses' hands raised, the battle turned to winning. Why, you might ask? Well, it's very simple. It is God's design for his people to support his anointed leaders. And that's scriptural true truth. Amen. Many times I have become weary like Moses, and immediately someone came alongside and strengthened me by a phone call blessing, or a letter blessing, or a love gift blessing, etc., etc. Those of you listening right now who can come alongside Signs Radio and help sustain this watchman will certainly turn the tide of the end days battle with me. Amen and amen. Help keep Signs on the air and help me stay in the battle. Thank you, and Yahweh bless you. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you and unto the churches. Now I've preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
Your deliverance, it's now, amen, at the sound of my voice, that if you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you give your life to him, and you begin to listen to his word, hallelujah, his voice that says, come out of sin, God will do a mighty work on your behalf.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake, blessed, and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. If you miss part of tonight's program, tune in to the repeat on Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, frequency 9265. If you are a Monday night 9265 listener and you're hearing this then, please pray about sending support. I need to get in some support for 9265, so be sure when you write to mention that frequency. Then please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time zone. For more daily news in text form, like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's just like it sounds, www.signsradio.com. All one word, signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. The number of those reading the website is growing daily. Many like the pictures posted along with some report. That's www.signsradio.com, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. It goes to my End Times news site. Here is the address to write again, one more time. SIGNSPO, Box 122. LISLENY 13797.
Yes, I'm William Fry, FRY. I'm in Prattville, Alabama, and I'm hearing you on 4840 Saturday night. I'm listening to you now. You come in loud and clear. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother William. I sure did appreciate that radio check. I haven't been getting many lately, so that's even more valuable to me. If there's anybody else out there listening tonight, would you consider giving me a call? I'd sure appreciate it. Just give me a radio check and tell me how well you heard the program and your state. That's all I really need. If you want to give me more than that, you're welcome to. God bless you. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or write. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Is there anyone listening out there tonight? Please give me a call. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you so much, my friends. I appreciate your tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times that you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. Signs listeners are the best.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.